Welcome to Cleveland Municipal Stadium in Cleveland, for the game between the Chicago White Sox and the Cleveland Indians. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Nellie Fox. Batting second. The left fielder, Bud Stewart. Batting third. The third baseman, Manny Minoso. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Eddie Robinson. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Al Zarrilla. Batting sixth. The shortstop, Chico Carrasquel. Batting seventh. The center fielder, Paul Lehner. Batting eighth. The catcher, Phil Massey. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Howie Judson. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Howie Judson. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the leadoff spot. The left fielder, Dale Mitchell. Batting second. The shortstop, Ray Boone. Batting third. The center fielder, Sam Chapman. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Luke Easter. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Al Rosen. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Bob Kennedy. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Snuffy Sternweiss. Batting eighth. The catcher, Bertie Tebbets. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Steve Gromek. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Steve Gromek. And now, play ball. Nellie Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Bud Stewart is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stewart hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Fox moves to third. Manny Minoso is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Minoso takes first base on ball four. Stewart moves to second. Eddie Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson hits a fly ball towards center. Chapman catches it and throws to home to double up Fox. Two outs. Al Zarrilla is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zarrilla hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Kennedy. Zarrilla reaches second base with a double. Stewart scores. Minoso goes all the way around to score. It's 2-0, White Sox. Chico Carrasquel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Zarrilla moves to third. Chico Carrasquel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carrasquel hits a fly ball into left field. Mitchell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Dale Mitchell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mitchell hits a fly ball into center field. Lehner settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ray Boone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boone hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is gone. A home run. It's 2-1, White Sox. Sam Chapman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chapman hits a ball on the ground towards third. Minoso juggles the ball. That's an error on Minoso. Chapman moves to second. Luke Easter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Easter hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Chapman scores. That run is unearned. It's White Sox, 2, Indians, 2. Al Rosen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rosen hits a fly ball towards right. Zarrilla catches it and throws to first to double up Easter. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Indians 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Paul Lehner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lehner hits a fly ball into right field. Kennedy settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. one out. Phil Massey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Massey takes first base on ball four. Howie Judson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Judson strikes out. Two outs. Nelly Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is one for one in the game, with a single. Fox hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Massey moves to second. Bud Stewart is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grimek spins and fires to second, with Boone covering, and Massey is picked off. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Indians 2. The Indians will come to bat. Bob Kennedy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kennedy hits a fly ball into center field. Leaner settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Snuffy Sternweiss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sternweiss takes first base on ball four. Bertie Tebbets is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tebbets hits a fly ball into right field. Zarilla settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Steve Grimek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grimek hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Sternweiss moves to second. Dale Mitchell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mitchell is 0 for 1 in the game. Mitchell hits a ball on the ground towards short. Karis Quell fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Indians 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Bud Stewart is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stewart is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Stewart hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Sternweiss scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Manny Minoso is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Minoso is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk, Minoso hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Mitchell. Minoso reaches second base with a double. Eddie Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 0 for 1 in the game. Robinson hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Minoso scores. It's 3-2, White Sox. Al Zarilla is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zarilla is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. He's got 2 RBIs. Zarilla hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Robinson moves to second. Chico Carrasquel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carrasquel is 0 for 1 in the game. Carrasquel hits a ball on the ground for an out. Robinson moves to third. Two outs. Paul Leaner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Leaner is 0 for 1 in the game. Leaner is walked intentionally. Carrasquel moves to second. Phil Massey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Massey is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk, Massey strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Indians 2. The Indians will come to bat. Ray Boone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boone is 1 for 1 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Boone hits a fly ball into left field. Stewart settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Sam Chapman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chapman is 0 for 1 in the game. Chapman hits a pop-up towards third. Minoso settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Luke Easter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Easter is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Easter hits a fly ball into right field. Zarilla settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Indians too. The White Sox will come to bat. Howie Judson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Judson is 0-for-1 in the game. Judson strikes out. Tebbets drops the ball, but quickly picks it up and throws Judson out. One out. Nelly Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. Fox hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Chapman. Fox reaches second base with a double. Bud Stewart is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stewart is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Stewart hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Sternwise settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Manny Minoso is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Minoso is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double and a walk. Minoso hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Fox scores. It's 4-2, White Sox. Eddie Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Robinson hits a fly ball into right field. Kennedy settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Indians 2. The Indians will come to bat. Al Rosen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rosen is 0-for-1 in the game. Rosen hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Judson fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Bob Kennedy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kennedy is 0-for-1 in the game. Kennedy strikes out. Two outs. Snuffy Sternwise is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sternwise is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Sternwise takes first base on ball 4. Bertie Tebbets is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tebbets is 0-for-1 in the game. Tebbets hits a fly ball into right field. Zarilla settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Indians 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Al Zarilla is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zarilla is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got two RBIs. Zarilla hits a fly ball into right field. Kennedy settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Chico Carrasquel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carrasquel is 0-for-2 in the game. Carrasquel hits a pop-up towards short. Boone settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Paul Lehner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lehner is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Lehner hits a ball on the ground towards first. Easter scoops it up and throws to first, with Grimek covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Indians 2. The Indians will come to bat. Harry Simpson pinch hits for Steve Grimek. Harry Simpson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simpson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Fox scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Dale Mitchell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mitchell is 0-for-2 in the game. Mitchell hits a fly ball into left field. Stewart settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ray Boone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boone is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Boone takes first base on ball 4. Sam Chapman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chapman is 0-for-2 in the game. Chapman hits a ball on the ground towards third. Minoso fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Indians 2. the White Sox will come to bat. George Zavarink now pitching. Phil Massey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Massey is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Massey is called out on strikes. One out. Howie Judson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Judson is 0-for-2 in the game. Judson takes first base on ball 4. Nelly Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 3-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles and a double. Fox bunts towards third. Rosen fields it and throws to first for the out. Judson moves to second. 2 outs. Bud Stewart is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stewart is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Stewart takes first base on ball 4. Manny Minoso is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Minoso is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single, a double, and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Minoso hits a fly ball into center field. Chapman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Indians 2. The Indians will come to bat. Luke Easter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Easter is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Easter hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Al Rosen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rosen is 0-for-2 in the game. Rosen hits a fly ball into left field. Stewart settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bob Kennedy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kennedy is 0-for-2 in the game. Kennedy hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Robinson settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Snuffy Sternweiss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sternweiss is 0-for-0 in the game. With two walks. Sternweiss hits a ball on the ground towards short. Carrasquel fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Indians 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Eddie Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Robinson takes first base on ball 4. Al Zarrilla is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zarrilla is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got 2 RBIs. Zarrilla hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 6-2, White Sox. Chico Carrasquel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carrasquel is 0-for-3 in the game. Carrasquel hits a ball on the ground towards third. Rosen fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Paul Lehner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lehner is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Lehner takes first base on ball 4. Phil Massey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Massey is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Massey hits a ball on the ground towards short. Boone fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 6, and the Indians 2. The Indians will come to bat. Jim Busby now playing center field. Paul Lehner now playing right field. Bertie Tebbets is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tebbets is 0-for-2 in the game. Tebbets hits a ball on the ground towards short. Carrasquel scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Larry Doby pinch hits for George Zavarink. Larry Doby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doby takes first base on ball 4. Dale Mitchell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mitchell is 0-for-3 in the game. Mitchell hits a line drive towards short. Carrasquel reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ray Boone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boone is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got one RBI. Boone hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Doby moves to second. Sam Chapman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chapman is 0-for-3 in the game. Chapman hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Stewart. Chapman reaches second base with a double. Doby scores. Boone goes all the way around to score. It's 6-4, White Sox. Marv Rotblat now pitching. Luke Easter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Easter is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Easter hits a fly ball into left field. Stewart settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 6, and the Indians 4. The White Sox will come to bat. Larry Doby now playing center field. Lou Brissy now pitching. Sam Chapman now playing right field. Marv Rotblat is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rotblat strikes out. One out. Nelly Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 3-for-3 in the game, with two singles and a double. Fox hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Sternwey settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bud Stewart is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stewart is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Stewart hits a fly ball into left field. Mitchell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 6, and the Indians 4. The Indians will come to bat. Joe DeMaestri now playing shortstop. Al Rosen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rosen is 0-for-3 in the game. Rosen hits a fly ball into center field. Busby settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jim Hegan pinch hits for Lou Brissy. Jim Hegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hegan hits a ball on the ground towards third. Minoso fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Snuffy Sternweiss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sternweiss is 0-for-1 in the game. With two walks. Sternweiss takes first base on ball 4. Bertie Tebbets is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tebbets is 0-for-3 in the game. Tebbets hits a fly ball into left field. Stewart settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 6, and the Indians 4. The White Sox will come to bat. Bob Lemon now pitching. Minnie Minoso is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Minoso is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single, a double, and a walk. He's got one RBI. Minoso hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Eddie Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Robinson hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Minoso moves to third. Jim Busby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Busby strikes out. One out. Joe DeMaestri is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. DeMaestri strikes out. Two outs. Paul Lehner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lehner is 0-for-2 in the game. With two walks. Lehner hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Sternweiss scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 6, and the Indians 4. The Indians will come to bat. Larry Doby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dobie is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, Dobie takes first base on ball 4. Dale Mitchell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mitchell is 0-for-4 in the game. Mitchell hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Fox scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Dobie moves to second. One out. Ray Boone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boone is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single, a home run, and a walk. He's got one RBI. Boone hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Dobie moves to third. Sam Chapman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chapman is 1-for-4 in the game, with a double. He's got two RBIs. Chapman strikes out. Two outs. Luke Easter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Easter is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Easter hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Fox scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The game is over. The final score, Chicago White Sox, 6, and Cleveland Indians, 4. Goodbye from Cleveland Municipal Stadium in Cleveland.